Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 413 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The bombing began after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after Hamas refused Israeli demands to change the terms of the ceasefire. Retired General Doug Loot.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
Ukraine agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire, something President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss when they speak by phone later this morning. A federal judge ordering the Justice Department to submit a sworn declaration describing what happened when a plane load of Venezuelan migrants was sent to El Salvador, even though the judge had ordered the Trump administration not to do it. The Federal Reserve kicking off its two-day meeting, interest rates expected to remain steady. This is ABC News. Cleanup continues across much of the eastern half of the country following that line of severe weather that spawned tornadoes, high winds, and wildfires in the plains. More than 40 people lost their lives. Some in the same areas are under red flag fire warnings again today. New development in the case of a University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared while on spring break.
The parents of Sudiksha Kunanki are now asking officials in the Dominican Republic to officially declare their daughter dead. She hasn't been seen for 12 days. Sources say her mother and father sent a letter to police acknowledging there's no evidence of foul play. We could learn today whether authorities will release Joshua Reby, the man believed to have last seen Kunanki on the beach. He says they were hit by a large wave.
ABC's Andrew Timbert. A midwife from the Houston area has been arrested and accused of providing illegal abortions in the state of Texas. That's a second-degree felony. President Trump ending Secret Service protection for former President Biden's two adult children, Hunter and Ashley. This is ABC News.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months, with just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring rain tonight through tomorrow. The rain will change to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by Thursday morning. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, overall mostly cloudy, with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Hopefully, your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Is it?
Wow. Happy Tuesday to you,
Todd. It is a good morning.
Todd.
It's already started.
Yeah, it's begun. It's only just begun.
You ever had
like that girl in school who like did her homework just right all the time, did whatever right.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to like kind of copy off her a little. Hey, can we just, let me just see your paper. Just
right.
For a second.
Right.
Then, do you have a pen? I forgot a pen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like me, that was me. That was totally me.
Right.
And
She's like that girl that won't, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's done just right. I mean, she comes into it, she says, I studied the lineup for today.
And Mino says, so did I. And I'm like, yeah, right.
He was winking at me. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Meticulously. Just now.
Okay. First of all, we have to talk about, you wanted to see Todd. Even Cowboy Dave wanted to come down and see Todd. It's kind of like that.
You can't not see him.
You can't not see him. But you know what? Come back in a week, you have a full beard.
Yeah, pretty close.
Todd, I'm not even joking.
It's starting to come in.
Your hair is coming back already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The weirdest thing about it is, like, you know, when you slip on a shirt, it just kind of goes over your head. It gets stuck on it.
Because
little
nubbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
that
having
is
a
not
hard time.
Something I can relate to in any way, shape, or form. And I'm thankful for that.
Do women
do that? You look quite dapper.
Do women do that?
Have their.
No, have no.
St. Baldrick's?
Oh, absolutely.
Do they really?
Absolutely. I've donated my hair twice. Not quite like that. But yeah. Absolutely. I had a cut like yours not even
really?
That long ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So we should introduce our guest host this morning, right?
Go ahead. We'll get to that
I'm
later.
Jim Schmidt. What do you mean?
Really?
Vanessa Moran is with us, and I would like to say what she does for a living.
You
but
really
we
don't
have enough time because there's like 14 different things.
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead and list your litany
of
what you do.
No.
We got to know you through Saving Our Starving Children, right?
Feed my starving children.
Yeah. Okay.
Which... In and of the same. It's right. Yes. We're saving those children.
But that's how we met. You used to come in and we did it.
Oh,
you know what we've got still? We should still have a closet full of cans, right?
Oh, my
we
goodness.
Do.
Yes. I would love those.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's as big as Mino. It's tall.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was worried about where you're going with that at first, but I'm thankful you stopped there.
It's as big as Mino's tall. That doesn't sound like a lot of cans.
Really,
it sounds like one garbage bag.
I'm going to bring it in. We'll put it in the corner of the studio
four.
This morning, okay?
I would love that. But, yeah, the first time I was ever in this studio was for Feed My Starving Children to promote it and happened to meet Cheese Curd Nick. And
that's right. We came out for the farmer's market that night.
Couldn't believe it. One thing led to another. That night, he was able to connect us with other vendors, and we raised hundreds of dollars. And it only takes 29 cents to pack a meal.
We'll talk a lot about that.
We had that great night
you guys hosted an amazing event at St. John's Church School in Howard?
Very close. Indeed. So Green Bay community, but St. John's is part of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys came out and packed. You were wonderful. It's not like you dropped any food at all on the floor.
If Jim calls in today, he'll relate that.
He really will.
I forgot to put the funnel underneath there and all that food was going on the floor.
You know what happens? It happens. So with that said, we vacuum afterwards. So with that said.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of cans.
That is phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Thank you to our cleaning people. They saved those for us.
Amazing. You drink a lot of soda.
We drink a lot of soda here.
Probably because it's ridiculously early right now.
Exactly.
I really wish I was still sleeping, but I'm thankful to be here with you.
So there, can you fit those in your car when you go?
Absolutely, I can.
So, folks, if you can save your cans during the course of the year, what month was it? Like October.
Okay. Every October. We're gearing up for it, and we'll talk more about it later.
And that's one of your big fundraisers, though, is the returning cans and things like that.
Everything's awesome. A big fundraiser.
It's amazing what you do with that.
29 cents is all it takes. So,
how much is one can? Any idea?
5 cents.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yeah, 5 cents.
Oh, cool.
So we'll take them.
You know, in Michigan, oh, man.
Well, remember, you were going to break the law.
You're going to break the law. Don't break the law.
It was going to be exactly like Kramer and Newman in Seinfeld when they were going to drive to Michigan because they found out it was 10 cents returnable for every can. So I was going to do that, just go up across the border to Menominee for you guys, then give you all the money. It'd be twice as much.
I love that idea, but I think when it comes to breaking the law, it's pretty black and white. You either break it or you don't. So,
I could argue that.
We're just going to keep you. Yeah. We'd like to see you in that seat, not in a yellow orange jumpsuit.
Like he cast the first stone, hasn't picked up garbage, right?
Yeah, true.
Come on.
I love it. No, we have an exciting day ahead.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Jim Schmidt.
There you go. I know Jim Schmidt. Jim Schmidt was a friend of mine. You are no Jim Schmidt.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
No, that's from the debate between the presidents of that time, the vice presidents. Don't you remember Dan Quayle, 1988, I believe it was?
I would have been four.
Okay. You didn't watch?
I really didn't.
Because the guy said, well, I'm compared to John Kennedy. It's like, I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. You, sir, are no John Kennedy. Oh, it's one of the all-time classic things in a debate. Remember that time?
Oh, yeah.
Brutal.
Absolutely.
Oh, brutal.
Well, I do not remember that, but I do remember that I am not Jim Schmidt.
Yes.
I'm Vanessa Moran.
So you're a lot taller.
In boots.
Yeah.
So I'm Vanessa Moran. No, my whole life has been just dedicated to education. So
awesome.
That's how I got involved with Feed My Starving Children.
Okay.
I do a lot of different things. I do a lot of things, but one of the things I'm most proud of is my work as a professor at UWGB.
Yep.
That's where I went to school. It's my alma mater. It's just an honor to serve in that role. But in addition to that, another huge honor is serving on the school board in the Howard Suamico School District.
Big time.
So that's where I used to teach.
What did you teach?
I taught third and fourth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Like all subjects
magic.
Then?
Yeah, all subjects.
That's cool.
Can you imagine having a third or fourth grade teacher like her?
She reminds me a little bit of my sister Wilfrida.
So here, we worked hard and we played hard. And one of the things I always told the kids was, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be easy. It will be worth it. And I still sometimes wish I could go back to those students and those families and apologize because I didn't have children for a portion of that. And now that I do, sometimes I realize you don't have time for much more than just getting their teeth brushed and getting them to bed at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that as a young teacher.
I got to say something, though. So our co-host yesterday, Mike Steve Peck, works for Fox Sports.
Okay.
Tremendously busy all year long with the NFL games, travels all over the world, basically, okay? But when the off season is like this, you know what he does? Student teaches like third, or not student teach, substitute teaches like third, fourth, fifth graders. And he says that is the most rewarding thing. He would rather do that than do a Super Bowl. Well, maybe not that far. But you know what I mean? He said he gets, I mean, that's like a job. That is like self-fulfillment teaching those kids.
It was honestly, it's something I miss every single day, but I'm thankful to have the influence, you know, go from 30 students to 300 to 3,000 to 6, you know, it's just, you want to just continue to make a difference in the lives of kids. And
just consider that I'm emotionally about like a fourth grader. So,
okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. You know, the best part about fourth grade and even third grade, and pretty much I'm sure any teacher would say this is there's certain grade levels. I shouldn't say any teacher, but there's certain grade levels, certain grade bands. Where they're young enough, they still love you.
Yeah.
And they're old enough where you can do some really cool things in terms of like the educational experience. Yeah. We mummified a fish one year. Like literally took a fish and a giant tarp and mummified it. It really mummified. We called it Cleopatra. I had a dead fish in my classroom for about 5 years.
Wow.
It didn't stink
and
at
it
all.
Did it did mummify?
It really did. Rock hard, no smell.
Wow. By the way, Todd, speaking of which. Switching subjects, and just, you got to be,
Got to be quick with this, show.
Yeah. It's going to be on. It's like being on a Ferris wheel or a roller coaster. Yeah. So just bear with us here.
We'll switch topics
really, really quick.
Anything.
But with that being said, Todd, did you read? You see, ABC News is doing a special, like an hour special, on Gene Hackman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And because, you know, and you said about the mummified. They were like mummified when they found them.
Yeah.
Okay. But now they're finding out she tried calling her doctors twice. Called their doctors. They just found this out with the phone record. And then I guess they tried calling her back, and then she didn't answer. But she tried calling them, I guess, to say, hey, I'm having a hard time breathing and everything. And I don't know what. So she got through to them. Then she called them back and said, like, no, forget it. I'm okay. And then they tried calling her back, and then there was no answer. She was dead.
She passed away before him, correct?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
I actually, when I heard about it for the first time, I hoped it was carbon monoxide poisoning.
Me too.
Something so just simple, just, quick.
Yeah. As terrible as that sounds.
It is, but something not painful, not suffering, you know, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, so there's a big special on it coming out now, I think tonight.
That's crazy. And yesterday it was released that he didn't leave any money to his kids or something.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I don't either. You know, and there's some sports figures out there that basically say, oh, my son wants, you know, like $20,000 a month or whatever. It's like, get out there and get a job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So where's the money going if it's not to his
kids? Well, it was supposed to go to his wife. It was supposed to go to his wife. And then she had, in her will,
well,
she had it donated.
30 years younger than him.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Wow.
But they're going to end up getting it anyway because of the amount of time between the deaths. They'll end up getting the money anyway.
The kids still will?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
From what I read yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't think I do.
It makes me that was his choice not to honor.
Yes.
That's a cursed money there, right there.
Yeah.
That's going to.
I don't like that at all.
Gene's coming back to haunt his kids.
He's going to haunt his kids for a long time.
Don't get started on that subject.
You know what?
Because you know why?
Why?
He chases them.
Really?
Of course.
You have like the little devices and everything?
Absolutely.
It's not little. He's got all the equipment.
Now that's fascinating.
You didn't know that about me?
I did not.
So I've got my work bag that I bring in here, and then I've got another duffel bag with all that stuff that sits right next to it.
Paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
I might be silently judging you, but also incredibly curious.
Really?
Incredibly curious.
All right.
I want to know that they're gone afterwards. I don't want to be haunted. I don't want to, like, I have a hard enough time sometimes going in my basement, okay? Like, honestly, I watched the trailer, or not even the trailer, the first 2 minutes of Neferatu or something.
Oh,
I could not.
A what?
Neferatu? Did I say
never,
it wrong?
I've never
it's
heard of it.
It's a crazy vampire movie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I accidentally
Nosferatu
was or something? Not.
Yeah.
Neferatu.
Yeah. I should know, but.
Wow. I've never
something.
Heard of this. It's a movie or like
it's a
Netflix
movie.
Thing?
No, it's a movie. And it just came out on Peacock. And I just happened to be, you know, doing the scrolling thing, trying to just.
How many things do you get?
How many things do I get?
Streaming.
Yeah. Because I was, so I wanted to watch something on Peacock last night. And it's like $7.95 more a month. And it's like, okay, I've got such and such. I've got such. It's like.
I know. It's kind of a.
Is it worth it?
It's really not. For me, it's more background noise. So Netflix, Disney, obviously, with kids.
Right.
And then Hulu is the newest one. That's been interesting. And then I don't even think we paid for Peacock. I think just one day it showed up.
Oh, really?
So,
that might be one of those things kind of lure you in or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But it was. I can't go in my basement after watching the first 30 seconds of that.
Nosferatu. I just got
Nosferatu.
Everyone that was listening to me butcher that name was probably silent.
Nosferatu. I've never heard of that
Nosferatu.
One.
And now they're screaming.
If you know of any place around Green Bay you think might be haunted, though, let Todd know.
I like this.
I'm serious.
All right. More to come.
We just had a quick break. Vanessa Moran in our house. Back after us.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
National Agriculture Week is here. Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to Mino and Moran. What do you think?
I like it.
Ooh, I do too.
I like it.
Jim, move over.
Yeah, it's been nice knowing you, Jim.
Tut, 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 tut.
Boy, he was up early today because he sent me a picture from like 10 years ago.
That's a good picture, actually.
Yeah. It was me and him when he was mayor, and Rudy, the real Rudy, you know, from the movie Rudy. The movie Rudy? No? I would think you would have been all over that, because the big underdog story.
What year did it come out?
What year did that come out? Over 20 years ago.
I lived a very sheltered life.
I bet 20 years.
I probably did see it, I just can't recall it.
Everybody has seen Rudy.
Yeah.
You're the only person I know. Okay, we're going to do a quick poll. We do quick polls.
I like this.
We do quick polls.
I like this.
Have you seen Rudy, yes or no?
Me?
Have you seen?
No.
You're no.
I don't believe so.
Okay, so it's one of those things. I cancel out the other person's vote, so we're back to even.
Oh, no, sorry.
1993.
Wow, that far
yeah,
back.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. So, but I will watch that rather than terrifying vampire movies from
okay.
now on.
All
so
right.
I like it. So he sends you this picture.
Yes.
10 years ago. Great photo because you're in it.
Yes,
thank
you. That's
exactly why.
Yes.
All right. I like it.
Can she come here every day?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Just start the day off, give us a little pep talk. And
you know what I have to say, too, is like she keeps you on track.
A little bit. Got to keep up with her.
So far, 100% of people voting on the text poll have seen it.
Okay.
Oh,
you.
No. Mm-hmm. I'll take my headset off and walk out the door. That's okay.
Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Yeah.
I wouldn't blame you. It's no. okay. There's some cultural references.
It's been nice. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Have a great day. See y'all.
We are 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 41 degrees in Green Bay. Give us a little. Is it really 72 in Oshkosh, Todd?
No, it's supposed to be 42.
Okay,
very good. I'm driving.
Yeah, that
right
one
now
caught me there too.
To Oshkosh.
Yep.
Get me out of here.
Todd was out a little late last night.
We know that.
Yes.
You saw that? Mostly cloudy. You can't skip that part, right?
I was getting there, and we have an actual structure how we do this. And
oh, shut up!
It's
now
for the farmers to listen, so I give them the right forecast. Yeah, we're gonna have one of those gentlemen coming in a little bit, so he's not gonna be happy with you. Today is Sloppy Joe Day, which is ironic because I was on the 17th, my birthday.
Yep.
One of my very best friends of all time was the 16th. My other very best friend was the 15th. So we had three birthday parties in a row. Everyone had Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy Joes
was the go-to. What about for your kids with
you know what?
Birthdays?
It's been tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the modern-day Sloppy Joe, I would think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit upward, though.
Yeah,
you know,
no
you the toppings and all that. Sloppy Joe's, it was just, in my family, it was a couple of pieces of white bread and then Manwich in the middle, and that was about it. Right?
We were a little bit more big time. We actually had the hamburger buns, although normally we would run out of hamburger buns and have to use hot dog buns for the Sloppy Joe's. And, or if we had hot dogs and have hot dog buns, we'd use the hamburger bun. It never tasted the same, did it?
No.
If you had the wrong kind of bun.
It all sounds delicious. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just telling
all
you.
Of that right now. My protein shake right now is not doing it for me anymore. It's Sloppy Joe day.
Okay.
Needed Sloppy Joes.
Okay. Does anybody sell Sloppy Joes?
Bring them in.
I don't know.
We're right here.
All right.
Come on down.
What did you think of the shake idea? Because I told Todd about this, too. He liked it.
Okay, so I am obsessed with these protein drinks right now.
I am, too. The only problem is they're really expensive.
They are expensive. I buy them in bulk for that reason. But this chocolate peanut butter one is delicious.
Yes.
And I've loved it, but I need to try.
All right.
30 grams, but you know what? For me, I love the carbs. The carbs are super low and it's super filling. So there you go. It's like a meal.
Yes.
But it does not. It pales in comparison to a Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, and what I
and
created.
What you should. Yeah,
take the vanilla ones. Take the vanilla ones.
I'm gonna totally try it.
Chop up avocados. I always pronounce that wrong. Avocados.
Avocado. I forgive you.
And almond slices. And you put that in a blender with ice, and it comes out and it tastes like pistachio bar.
I am so excited about this.
Yes, please try that.
I really will. Okay. I'm excited. So, yes. There you go. Still not as good as a Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, Texas Sloppy Joe's a grade school lunch staple. Wasn't that like the greatest day when you're walking to the lunchroom and that Sloppy Joe's?
Oh, my gosh, the smell, all of it.
Or the pizza, right? Pizza was good.
Can I tell? Okay, here we go. Something?
Yeah.
You're not going to think I'm as nice of a person.
Yeah.
I sense another poll coming.
So you know you'd have your little lunch ticket. You know, have you take the perforated thing and you hand it to the lunch lady. Okay. Yeah. So you get the one and then they'd give you the. Okay. When it was Sloppy Joe day, when I was like a senior, I'd go to like one of the freshman kids and ask him for one of their tickets so I could get four Sloppy Joes. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. We put a poll up. Is that wrong?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Remember about the conversation about breaking the law? Is it black or white?
But it wasn't just like some poor little kid who's starving or anything like that. One of your kids. It was like one of the football players who like, you know.
Would beat you up?
No. I was a senior. They were freshmen.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we used to help the freshman football players and stuff. I remember it was Gary Rasmussen. I'd be, hey, Gary, let me have one of your tickets.
You're toughening them
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know what?
But I feel bad about that.
You should. And I wonder, like, if Gary's still alive and doing well, I wonder if he thinks back to that and goes, you know what?
I think he may have Facebook. He might be on Facebook. I'll request, see if we can get him on, see if he remembers that.
Okay.
Okay.
You carry trauma in your life.
I really wonder if, you know, maybe
I
want to come clean.
Yeah. I think it's time.
Well, thank you for confessing that. You know what I really worry about is who did he do that to after he got to
right, because it's a learned thing,
yes,
right?
It's
like pay it
you
backwards.
You pass this down
in the God,
through the generations.
Pay it, let's pay it backwards.
All because of you. Wow.
Some nasty thing somebody did to you, you do it to somebody else when you're
here. Oh, my gosh.
Recycling day, which is apropos since we're recycling all these cans for your Feed My Starving Kids.
Love it.
Agricultural day, which is very important. We've got Dan Brick coming on from Brickstead Dairy Farms. He's coming on to talk about Agricultural Week. Happy birthday, Adam Levine.
Maroon 5.
Okay.
Yep, lead singer.
Yeah. I knew that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I knew that one. There, thank you.
Dane Cook,
Good-looking comedian.
Yeah.
You don't hear as much about him anymore.
He's not as hot as he was. And
no.
I don't know if he got into some trouble or said some things or I'm not sure.
But
exactly
he was like the guy for a while. No.
That's one guy I don't know.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
She's still around. She's still doing stuff.
I think so.
Yes.
All right.
Vanessa Williams. Oh. I had the hots for Vanessa Williams.
Well, you know, with that kind of name, how can you not?
Green eyes. She had green eyes. She had the greatest green eyes. Remember? Did she do Saving All My Love for You?
She did.
Oh, man.
No. That was Whitney Houston.
Oh, that was
Whitney
Houston. Yeah. Vanessa Williams had one like that, though. Kind of a sultry song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
And, of course, she was in Penthouse, so she lost the title of Miss America.
She was?
Yeah. They printed some...
What?
Unauthorized pictures, and she lost the crown.
I saw that.
Yeah, you never did you?
No.
Didn't think so.
Mike Rowe. I want Mike Rowe's job. Where he travels all around the world for different jobs.
He's got such a great voice.
Oh, dirty man. Jobs.
Dirty jobs.
Dirty.
Yes. Speaking of dirty jobs, we're talking dairy farming when we come back.
Yes!
Yeah!
Can't wait.
Right after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The art of negotiation, something that farmers should not forget if they're being approached for solar energy projects. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. A farmer from Nebraska sharing his insights with Wisconsin farmers. That's up next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Graham Christensen is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He also happens to be president of a solar energy systems company. He thinks renewable energy is a great idea and very important for the future, but he says when it comes to farms being approached about committing their valuable farmland to these solar projects, he thinks it's important that you negotiate a little bit.
Regarding solar energy, it's a little different story. It takes up, like you said, a whole bunch more land. So back home in our county, we're asking the companies to make sure they restore the prairie, put vegetation in the solar system. So then if we're taking out the farmland and we're using that land to produce this clean energy that meets the demand of locals, we're also going to have a grass-based prairie system in place. And that is going to allow this to stop erosion, to restore habitat for more wildlife habitat.
Graham Christensen, he is a farmer himself in Nebraska. He's also president of a solar energy systems company. He encourages anybody that is negotiating with renewable energy companies to be careful. He said they've seen where companies will get the lease on land and let that lease ride for years, then try to get access to minerals on that ground. He says he just wants to make sure farmers are not taken advantage of. Christensen was in Wisconsin for a meeting with the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Oh, and from all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, happy National Ag Day. Find out more about that event at agday.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring rain tonight through tomorrow. The rain will change to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by Thursday morning. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, overall mostly cloudy, with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 33.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, 617,000 Wisconsin food insecure residents targeted by DOGE. Plus, which voting block will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Residents targeted by DOGE. Plus, which voting block will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom.
Thank you.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Public Schools Board of Education approved a land swap agreement with the City of Green Bay last night. The school district will give 1.26 acres of land near Keller Elementary and MacArthur Elementary properties and will pay for the demolition of the building. In exchange, the district will get land around the Jefferson Head Start Learning Center and the Beaumont, Chapel, Fort Howard, Nicolay, and Sullivan Elementary Schools. The district will also give the city 9 months of exclusive negotiating rights for the development of the Tank and Elmore properties as soon as they close those schools at the end of the 2025-26 school year. Oshkosh police arrested a 16-year-old girl from Menasha Monday in connection to a shooting in the 1000 block of Jefferson Street Friday night. She faces charges of first-degree attempted homicide, 3 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and 1 count of cruelty to animals. She was transferred to a secure detention facility. If you haven't yet registered to vote for the April 1st election, time's running out. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's spring election is just around the corner with polls opening April 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Deadlines for online and mail voter registration just passed, but if you haven't registered yet, you can still register in person at your municipal clerk's office until 5 p.m. March 28th. Wisconsin also allows for same-day voter registration. You'll just need a government-issued ID like a driver's license and additional proof of residence if your current ID doesn't match your current address. More information can be found at myvote.wi.gov.
By the way, early in-person voting begins today in most places. Check with your city clerk for voting days and times. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor on his cruise right now. I saw a picture. He's wearing the little, like, white shorts, the knee socks.
Yep, yep.
And he's got little skipper caps.
Yep, and I think they've already asked him to leave the ship.
Well, because he got a big argument over shuffleboard.
You know, yeah.
I had a guy in a headlock over shuffleboard.
He's trying to play the part of gopher, your purser.
The yeoman.
Yeah, the yeoman purser.
I hope you're joking.
No, we're not. Mm-mm. It's an incident. I guess they're taping a helicopter to pick him off, take him off the ship.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I, when he arrives, yeah. I'll get the heck out.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right, fantastic. Hurry up, Jim.
Yeah. So.
All right.
We got a special guest, Dan Brick, in the house. Brickstead Dairy Farms. Now, here's what we're telling you have to do with us, Todd.
All right.
So he brought in some wonderful gifts. Dan, what did you bring in?
I believe a few steaks and some hamburger.
Yeah. Look phenomenal.
Right, yeah.
We got an idea.
What's that?
We're all, because one is yours.
Yeah, okay? Right.
Vanessa got one. I got one.
Don't tell Jim.
Yeah. So when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
She's going to come back.
All right.
We're after a show one day for lunch type things. Yeah. We're going to grill them all out on the patio here.
All right. I'm good with that.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay.
I can't wait. Okay. You two will have to grill. I cannot even light the flame.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I trust Mino with that.
With grilling or with organizing or which?
Cooking, organize the whole thing. Maybe Jim's got to do that, so maybe we have to bring him into the fold somehow.
Okay. We might have to. I'll give up one of my steaks.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
For the sake of Jim.
Won't that be fun?
I think it'll be great.
Yeah, so we can just keep him here in the freezer. Love it. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A couple of quick texts here. Have you seen the movie Rudy? Yes, 80%. No, 20%. Dan,
hey!
Did you see the movie Rudy?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, thank you to the 20 who have texted in and make me feel validated that I am not alone. Now,
it's 85 to 50.
Oh, no.
I got another thing from Chris here. Another text goes, after listening to Mino's story about the Sloppy Joes, apparently we need to start a new organization called Feed My Starving Freshmen. Feed My Starving Freshmen.
Now, listen, we don't have to feel, we don't have to keep giving you too much grief about this because... Over the break, we heard that this may have happened to poor little Mino.
Yes!
When he was just a little freshman.
Yes! Yes!
So it's really not his fault. It happened to him.
By the way, you want to see a picture of me in high school that has been colorized yesterday? Yeah, I'm going to show you this.
They were in black and white back then. They had to stand still.
Our yearbook, we didn't have a single colored picture
in
yearbook.
I'm talking about every photo taken of you. They had to stand still for a minute.
Yada, yada, yada.
Look straight into the camera. No smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big giant bulb would go off. And that's how they took photos.
You're almost done there.
I'm almost done. Are you got that photo yet? You need your glasses?
Actually, I do.
I saw him struggling.
Dan, speak amongst yourself here with, you know, you guys are both dairy farmers.
Well, yeah. Let's see. My family is. Oh, yeah. I never worked a day on the farm. However, I was definitely there and saw the hard work. And going up to grandma's is still one of my favorite memories. And bringing wood in. And
did you ever race a cow?
Never raced a cow. No, but right, chase Dan, a lot of chickens.
Dan, you got to help us out on this because Mino actually.
I want to do a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I think I could beat a cow in a race.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What do you think?
We chased cows a few times. And over them, yeah.
And who wins? Who wins?
Yeah, who wins?
The cow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
They're pretty fast. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've wrestled a pig before.
Have you?
Yes.
In Cribbets?
I really have.
Do they still have? That was
I have
labored
no
in Cribbets,
I hope
it?
They don't. It was not fun. It smelled like urine, all the things.
Oh, I remember you women would come out of there just covered in stuff.
It was bad.
Oh,
it was
man.
Bad.
Then, yeah. Didn't they have to stop it because of Humane Society or something?
I have no idea. It's not my proudest moment, but okay. Definitely did it and reminded me of just some days on the farm.
Yep. Well, so today is Agriculture Day.
Yes.
And the other thing that's kind of interesting is we have a great program and we have some vignettes that play throughout the day from the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and the
yes.
Midwest Farm Report. We've had that on our station for quite a while. And Dan Brick from Brickstead Dairy Farms is the new sponsor on that program.
Phenomenal.
So, Dan, thank you for that. That's awesome. But it is Agriculture Day, and it seems like we're in a kind of pivotal point in our life right now with farming and dairies and everything going on. You've been doing it a long time. Your family has.
Yes, yeah. We've been about 170 years.
Right. Wow.
Came from Ireland. And,
amazing.
In 1848 we started. So.
No kidding. So you came right during the famine?
Yes, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I just heard that stat today, how many millions of...
People died
quarter,
and then came over here. Yeah.
Quarter of the... country came over here.
Wow.
So. Oh, wow.
But we, our family started actually in Askeaton, Ireland, and we live in Askeaton, you know, Wisconsin.
Where is your actual farm, Dad?
Just south of Greenleaf. So
okay.
we're miles.
Well, that's the hub of.
It is, yeah. So we got a bar and a ballpark and a
good friends of mine. The Clancy's used to be big in that area.
Yes, yep.
Yep.
Yep. How many dairy cows do you have?
We have just over 1,000 cows.
Wow,
so. That's so.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever, you know where I was at? Few years back, actually, the day that picture was taken,
I still need to see this.
At Pagels.
Pagels, yep.
What people would have to see these modern day farms to understand the mechanism. I mean, these cows just say, "I'm gonna go get milked," and they just walk up on their own and get in this little conveyor belt and just go for a ride, right?
Right, yeah. You know, that's the one of the newest and biggest technologies is the rotary parlor. It's been out for quite a few years, but they really perfected it, and cows just love getting on, you know? So
really?
Yeah, they just wander over when they're ready.
That's unbelievable.
It's actually pretty cool to see. It's very cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Cows love consistency. They're they're naturally a herd animal, so they just follow the next one, you know?
Right.
So it's what they
That's
they do,
cool.
So.
I can't even imagine.
Does your family still do it?
They still do it. One of my I shouldn't say fondest memories, but one of my memories from the farm was going into my grandma's kitchen, opening up, you know, the fridge, grabbing a big jug, pouring myself a glass of milk, and chugging it down. It had come straight from the cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hadn't even been.
Does it taste the same?
Call chunky the same.
Oh, really?
No, literally, I didn't even think to skit or look at what was floating on top. And
Is that safe? I mean, is that okay?
Yeah,
100%.
Okay. We always got the milk the night before. So then in the morning, the cream would all sit on top, and then we'd pour that on our cereal. So
yeah, it was. So consistency, taste, all of it very different. But I never did that again. I always
that's
looked.
That's cool.
My wife,
always looked.
My wife is a non-farm person and thinks that's crazy.
It was a little wild, but I'll never forget it because every time after that, I'm like, I am going to be very careful about what comes out of this fridge, no matter how thirsty I am. But it's a big deal. I mean,
I will say this. So dairy farms, I mean... It isn't just by chance that farms like your families and yours have stayed around that long because a lot of them haven't been able to make it over the years, correct?
Right, yeah, correct. Yeah,
why is that?
You know, I think part of it is just willing to take that risk, you know.
Yeah.
Even to, you know, when my dad was 10 years old, his father passed away. So he moved to his uncle's farm, but it almost went bankrupt at that time.
Right.
You know, with that stuff. So there's a lot of things that one wrong move, it could have ended.
Well, and then the price fluctuations and this and that.
Well, that new equipment, I can't even imagine how expensive that is.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like a chopper. You know, we used to spend, you know, all summer chopping hay, and now we can get it done in one day. It's $1 million chopper to come in and do it. We don't personally own it. We hire someone to come and do that, but it's just crazy.
Have you seen that movie Green and Gold?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, no. I went and saw it a couple of weeks ago. Okay. And it's all based on that, on a dairy farm trying to, you know, stay alive and talking about trying to sell off some of his equipment and everything. And it was, I can't think of the, well, it was basically set around 95, 4, 95. It was like, because Favre was the new quarterback for the Packers in the movie.
Okay.
So we're talking about this new quarterback. So that era. So I don't know if it's realistic historically, but the guy was talking about, hey, you're not going to get much money for your equipment these days. And it's just like, you can't. I mean, like, my family worked in the iron ore mines, okay? Unless they went on strike, people are always going to make cars and need iron ore up to a certain point, okay?
Yep.
But with that field that you people are in, year to year, it's a roll of the dice in some ways, huh? With all the different components that are involved.
Yeah, the weather, right?
Yeah, the weather. Weather is a big thing. I think we're, you know, our biggest thing is being able to take away these variables as much as possible and, you know, deal with the weather as much as we can and take out the risk part of it, you know. So, you know, there's marketing that we can do on our Malcomers and crop insurance that we take out. Isn't always that great, but there's things that we can do to help. But at the end of the day, you know, for example, last year when it rained out so much, we didn't get corn planted until the 20th of June. We still got to feed the cows. So, you know, we can't just like, oh, okay, well, let's just.
That's made so many factors out of your grasp.
Right.
Wow.
I think one of the things that I always think about with farmers, anyone in that field, just how much work it is and how much I appreciate.
How do you go on vacation?
They don't, right? We had to time our wedding around literally the time that the cows were milked.
Sure.
Because people couldn't come if it wasn't a certain time. This was 20 years ago,
but that's the way, you know, when I grew up, right? You know, my mom and dad never took a vacation. I mean, we had to get, you know, wherever we did, we had to go from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock because we had to be back home by 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I always say we're Packer season ticket holders. That was one thing that we did is, you know, we could leave the barn at 10 in the morning, be in our seats by noon, and we're home by 4 o'clock.
Wow.
There you go.
You know, I was talking with Dick Bennett one time. I spoke this past fall in the little town of Marion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I go into the historical thing where I spoke. There's all kinds of pictures of him. And I said, why? And they said, well, this was the very first coaching job. And they said, do you know Dick? I said, well, of course, you know. So I called him. And he says, yeah, John, ask him if they remember sitting out in the driveways of their farms waiting for them to finish milking so I could drive them to school so we could get some shots in the gym before classes start.
Wow.
But I'd go around starting at 5 in the morning to pick them up at the farm and drive them to school.
Yeah.
But they were not allowed to go to Dick Bennett's practices until those chores were done.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great learning experience growing up. You know, since then we've changed. We've got 15 employees now that do an excellent job. They have take ownership in their job and, you know, be able to do that. I'm hoping to go on vacation next week and
good for you.
You know, technology really helps too. I mean, we can control everything we want from our phone now.
Well, tell us exactly what with Wisconsin Agricultural Week and the new Midwest Farm Report that's starting that we have on Civic Media. Just tell us about the, and Vanessa, you can jump in on this too. What's the message you want to get across on behalf of all farmers, agricultural? What's the message you want to get across? And we're going to be sending it to a quick break, so we'll pick it up after that. But just want you to think about that, okay, Dan? Because I just think that's one of those entities, and especially after watching that movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how realistic it was if they made it kind of Hollywood-ish about, you know, where the banks, you know, coming in, it's like, hey,
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, go see it.
That and Rudy.
Yeah, make sure and do that this
week.
There you go.
Okay, no, throw one more on.
Green and Gold.
Because Craig T. Nelson is the star of Green and Gold.
Yep.
And was also in one of the all-time great high school football movies.
Oh, which one is it?
All the Right Moves.
Never once.
So you got to see it. It was Tom Cruise, 1989, 90?
I would have been 5.
Okay. Okay, we got to send a quick break. Back with more Dan Agriculture Week
right after this.
Midnight. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Oshkosh Chamber Business Expo is back on Wednesday, March 19th from 11 till 6 p.m. This chamber goes on for one day every year at the Oshkosh Convention Center with over 100 businesses participating with booths, offering great ways to make new connections and see who's in your area. They'll close out the day with a taste of Oshkosh, your chance to sample food and beverages from area restaurants, caterers, and breweries. Plus, it's only $5 to get in. So head to WISS.FM, click events, and learn more.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I pulled it out on
that. What'd you pull up? Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and the Mayor Vacation, capably filled with Vanessa Moran today. We are talking farming with Dan Brick, Brickstead Dairy Farmer, Wisconsin Agricultural Week, and the new Midwest Farm Report that we carry right here. Dan is the sponsor of it. I got a text here. Hats off to Dan, and hats off to all of the farmers in Northeast Wisconsin. Whether you know it or not, you are appreciated. Nancy from Brilliant.
Right. Thank you, Nancy.
There you go. Well, as I was saying just before we went to the break, Dan, what's the message you want to get across on behalf of dairy farmers in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, everybody, you know, obviously everybody goes to the grocery store and they understand how much more their grocery bill is compared to what it was a few years ago. You know, our costs are up on our end too, you know, so we don't really get to dictate our price. Generally, it's driven by the market and what's there. But at the end of the day, it's still our safest product that we have around the world. We're not ever going to have anything safer. And, you know, we're still plenty abundance of food, no matter what grocery store you go to. You never have to sit there and worry about whether or not there's going to be bread today,
right,
or meat in the, you know, meat on the shelves. So that's what's so great about agriculture here in the United States. And, you know, we talk about eggs, you know, how expensive they are. And whiskey also went up quite a bit. But we're more worried about
eggs. Okay, thank you.
All right. Wow.
I didn't want to say anything, but it did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna come clean. Okay, yesterday was my birthday.
Yep.
And it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
I don't like going out on St. Patrick's Day. I don't like going out on St. Patrick's Day or New Year's Eve. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I used to do it in the mornings, but at night it's a little too whatever. So I thought I'm gonna treat myself. It's my birthday. And I bought just a pint of Jack Daniels. Okay? Just a pint. Okay? $18.
Yeah.
Wow.
$18. Yeah. What, Todd?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to myself.
That's why you look like that this morning. Coming in.
You could have bought three dozen eggs with that.
Todd, who did we have on the other day that almost got gored? Remember we were talking, I think it was a woman, a lady, who grew up on a farm, and the bull went after her?
She was part of the Kicking It With The Cows 5K walk and stuff like that. And they've got a big farm, and she said that she had to run from the cow and all that
from
kind of stuff.
From the bull?
From the bull, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes, and that's that race that they have, the 5K, Kicking It With The Cows.
Yep.
Yeah, which is really popular.
Right, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's right in Wrightstown, right?
Right in Wrightstown, yes.
They actually have to run with the cows in the crowd?
I don't know that they necessarily do that. She was talking about growing up on a farm and all that kind of stuff. Because Mina was doing
that'd be kind of fun.
Mina was doing the whole, hey, I want to race with cow and all that kind of stuff. She said, you don't want to do
like that. Did I say it like that?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to race a cow. Yeah.
Well, on the break, I'm pretty sure that's what you said too, again. And
well, still. Just throwing it out there. But Dan, another thing though about agriculture, people don't realize for some of these young people, if they want to do that, I mean, it can be a great career if they really want to do that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's a huge amount of jobs. You don't necessarily have to be the farmer on that thing. There's so many different opportunities.
And you guys pay pretty well these days, don't you?
We do, yeah. It's not a minimum wage job anymore.
No.
And, especially when you get into computers, we're almost to the point where, we always need an IT person.
Really?
One of the big, I forget which school it was, and it was a pretty good sports school. One of their big majors is agricultural science.
Sure.
Yes.
And right, FFA is huge in Howard Swamico. I mean, we have a great club. So.
But it's gotten to the point of, God bless Grandpa and how he did it with the probably little notebooks and writing down there, whatever. It's a different world.
I was talking, I had a conversation with my dad the other day, and just talked about how, boy, if I would have known when I was 18 what we know now, where we could have been and what we.
I had a job one time, part time job in northern Minnesota for a milk company, where I'd go around with the guy to deliver milk to schools and things like that. But it was really fun going around to some of these farms, and they'd have you come in. But the thing I remember as I'm saying this is because I remember they would just bring out the spiral notebook and they would write down how much whatever. They probably got 50 of them from going back to like 1909, all sitting there. I mean, meticulous records, but all by hand sitting at the little kitchen table.
Goodness.
And it's like, that's a slice of Americana.
Yeah, it really is. That's neat. But at the same time, I am thankful that there are so many things that have been automated just to make it so much easier, because milking the cow, and like all that time and energy, and to know that there's just, they can walk up on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah, what's it called? You called
what
it.
Did you call
I couldn't
it?
Think the name of it.
I know.
A rotary parlor.
Rotary parlor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you got to see this. It's really something to see.
Yeah. So, yeah, the thing is, compared to when I was a kid, we had 50 cows and, we had to be masters at everything, So now we've got, milking technicians. That's all their job is to milk cows, and they do a really, really good job with it. We got people that just take care of the calving part of it. So they're really good at that part. And there's someone there all the time.
And that's what I mean. So, it can be a full-time job, full-time job.
Calves are born? Does it happen every day?
It happens just about every day. Yeah. For us, for 1,000 cow dairy. Yeah. So some days we'll have, on our size farm, we could have as many as 15 in a day.
15 calves in one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so, where do they all, they're so cute.
Yeah. So we, sometimes it's a little stressful on the employees.
Well, okay, in the movie, at the start of not to give away too much from that movie, Green and Gold, one of the very, very first things that happens is, the calf isn't coming out right or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know about that stuff. I got kids and I've never even looked. It makes real squeamish. But either way, that was one of those things, and I bet that happens, huh?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. So, we have protocols set in place. We try and have them, calf by themselves. There's actually 7% that we have to assist.
Okay.
So we monitor that, closely. Wow. So
you got to watch that movie.
Yeah, I will.
Dan, I have to watch a whole list of movies.
All right, yeah, we're just getting started. I'm putting you on to. Dan Brick, Brickstead Dairy Farms, Wisconsin Ag Week, and New Midwest Farm Report sponsor of here in Civic Media. Dan, on behalf of everybody, thanks for what you guys do. You are truly the lifeblood of the state of Wisconsin.
All right, yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you.
Enjoy your vacation. I think you earned it.
Enjoy every minute.
When we come back, Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, will be joining us. Back after this.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Mini Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be over. Israel pounding parts of Gaza with airstrikes overnight. That's a scene near a hospital after the attacks. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. Israel says Hamas did not agree to extend the terms of the first phase of the ceasefire as Israel wanted. President Trump will talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone this morning about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. The Fed kicks off its two-day meeting today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News.